Shalom Avracha, starting another day in the Mechitza of David HaMelech, giving us clarity how to address every situation in life. David HaMelech says, Zal ofo achozosni mirishoyim, oizve yisoresecho. I tremble from the rishoyim that leave your Torah. There are two messages in this statement. Number one is, there's a famous discussion of Rosha v'toivloi tzadik v'raloi. We see sometimes Rishoyim that seem to live a pleasant, good life, and we think to ourselves, why do they deserve it? David HaMelech was dafka talking about these Rishoyim. He trembles about these Rishoyim that right now are living pleasant lives because he knows that in the end they will get terrible punishment in the Olam HaEmes. In other words, what we very often just look at the present. So we see the present, the person looks like he's successful and we don't understand it. And David HaMelech looked at the bigger picture. The bigger picture is this world is a very short period of our life. Our life continues into the Olam HaNeshamas, Olam HaEmes, L'Netzach Netzochem, for eternity. And he felt so bad for these Rishoyim that the pleasant things they're having now is just using up their little amount of Tzchuyos that they have and just remaining with nothing afterwards and having eternal pain and lack of pleasure. That's one thing. And that's an important thing in life. We saw in this whole perek, David HaMelech is stressing the fact that what people do and what they have and what they say to him doesn't affect him at all. Because a person lives with clarity, so it doesn't make a difference to him one way or the other, what people think about him, what they say about him. What's important to him is that he has to be in line with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That gives us siyata shemai in everything we do. B'yotzois Hashem da'ke ish. Says that if a person is in line with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then even those that hate him will not harm him. They will work things out. That's our status in life, to be on good terms with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How much we need it in this period of time where Klal Yisrael is in such danger. We haven't been in such danger for who knows how many years, maybe since World War II. Or maybe since before the Six-Day War, whatever it is. But the mice are being attacked from all sides. And we don't really have any mahalach to deal with it. We could kill one person, another person, but the system is still there and just gets more agitated sometimes when we do these things. We have to realize that the only thing that can calm us down is the fact that we are the nation of Hashem. Adarabba. There's another idea in this Zalaf Achazasni Mirishoyim Oizvi Serasecho. Not just that I feel bad for them, no matter how good they're having a life now, but they're destined to have a very bitter end unless they'll be Choyze B'tshuva. But also, I'm concerned the Maisim of the Rishoyim have a detrimental effect on Klal Yisrael. And that also is a room for concern. And unfortunately, within Klal Yisrael, we have Rishoyim, and it's room for concern. But the way we keep ourselves calm, even with this concern, is our recognition that there is Resh in Klal Yisrael, the people within Klal Yisrael that don't appreciate Torah and mitzvahs, the people in Klal Yisrael are trying to weaken the Olam HaTorah. But we are more powerful. What we have to do is not push them down. We don't have to fight with them. All we have to do is increase our appreciation, our involvement, our support of Limud HaTorah, keeping mitzvahs, mechazik other Jews. That is our powerful tool, a powerful weapon. That's what keeps us strong. So these are the two points that we learned today. The Zayin Zal Ofer that David HaMelech is mentioning. Seeing the bigger picture, not being confused by the fact that they are Rishoyim that look like they're being Matzliach, because, Adarabba, if anything, if the Jews, which have Rachmanis on them, because unfortunately, if they're not being chayes v'tshuva, they're going to lose out in the long term. And number two, there is room concern from the fact that they are Rishonim in Klal Yisrael, and we should be concerned about that. But what we do to override their influence, their force, their power, is by the fact that we increase our power in Torah, increase the appreciation and kiyum of Torah by ourselves, those around us, be mispal for others, be it's Hashem. If we do this, then our koichas are much more powerful than theirs. And we will be makarv ourselves and Klal Yisrael to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and be zeichet to see Yeshuas.